Notes from America is supported by Future Hindsight, an award-winning podcast that shares big ideas about participating in American democracy, beyond voting, but short of running for office. Join host Mila Atmos for stimulating and incisive conversations with citizen changemakers on topics ranging from gerrymandering, policing equity, and voting rights. In this election year, Future Hindsight offers an unaffiliated perspective into what's at stake and how citizens can make an impact at the local, state, and national level. You'll always come away with something hopeful. Tune in every Thursday to get engaged and stay engaged.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's News from America. I'm Kai Wright. And hello, podcast listeners. It's the Monday after Thanksgiving, and we did not make a live radio show over the holiday weekend. But we do have a couple of things for you this week. Later this week, we're going to share a conversation I had this time last year about the history of division in these nominally United States. It feels awful relevant again right now, so we're going to revisit that conversation anew. And for today, we're going to focus for a moment on my favorite part of this show, which, of course, is you, dear listeners. We continue to receive a lot of voice notes from you, and I thank you so much for that. We've got a new question for you now, specifically about all the drama unfolding at Twitter and what it means for you. But before I get to that question, I want to share some of what you've already been telling us and the thoughts you've sparked. As always, to do that, I am joined by the man with the password to our show's email account, Kusha Navadar. Hey, Kusha.
Is that all I am to you, Kai, the guy with the password?
Pretty much. I mean, you know, but that's very important. That's very important person, Kusha.
Yeah, that's fair. You're absolutely right.
Okay, so let's get to the messages. What do we got?
Okay, so first, the elections. We did a show a few weeks ago that was inspired by a listener named Edward, who asked about what to do when voting doesn't feel like enough. And what I love is that we received a bunch of messages in response to Edward. So check it out.
Hi, Kai. My name is Kirsten from New Hampshire, and I really felt the voicemail from Edward was so spot on. I vote to try to do my small part to hold back Republican authoritarianism. But the Democrats I'm voting for have shown themselves to be unable or unwilling to rise to the urgency of the situation. Democrats have had 2 years of majority rule in the House, Senate, and presidency to show us that they took the threats to our democracy seriously, and they have failed. Voters have done the heavy lifting and continue to do so. We're uninspired because even if we succeed, we know that Democrats are incompetent or complicit in the erosion of our democracy. Thank you for listening.
Hello. I was listening to your program where you were asking people for other ideas. So there are caucuses for each party open to anyone who wants to attend them prior to voting. This is about forming the platforms that the parties will have. You can bring resolutions and people vote up or down if they want to include those resolutions. So I just wanted people to be aware of that, and maybe it's something you could do on your show.
So Kai, getting involved in a caucus and party platform is a great idea, but you might be asking how. One place to start is by going online and finding the local chapter of whichever party you're registered with. Another option is to find the contact information of the county chair of your registered party. Okay, so I also want to summarize an email we received from a listener named Abby. She wrote, "Hi, Kai. I recently listened to your episode, What Keeps You Voting? Something you said was to hold our elected officials accountable." And she says that she's not really sure how to do that. How do I have leverage when my options are either vote for a Republican who will fight to take away things I care about, or a Democrat who won't fight to stop that from happening? Abby says that her solution is to vote for no candidate. She says, if a candidate hasn't earned my vote, I write in none of these, or if I'm feeling cheeky, my dog's name.
Okay. Yeah, you know, and all of that, I hear a through line in these about like frustration with the political parties, you know, and then like ways that you can engage with them. So I really appreciated the point about like, you know, engaging on party platforms. And, you know, we should point out that one of the things that happened in 2020 is that engagement on the Democratic Party platform did meaningfully change what President Biden ran on and how he has governed since. So that's some good advice. It does matter.
Yeah. And, you know, I appreciate the range of solutions we got, which is why I think our audience is just the best, because they're really trying to wrestle with this subject. But frankly, none of them feel quite like enough to me in terms of solutions. And I'm sure they don't for the listeners either. That's why we're in this conversation. Yeah. So I love the idea of getting involved in the party platform, like Maria says, but that seems so prohibitively time consuming.
Yeah,
and on the other hand, I don't know if I'd vote for my dog, ignoring the fact that I don't yet have a dog. But you know what I mean? It's like, what can we do as individuals when you feel the same frustration? Or maybe the question, sadly enough, is like, how do we sit with that frustration and not let it turn us towards inaction, like not voting at all?
Well, this is a super important conversation, so we should keep it going. And if anyone has any ideas, stuff you want us to follow up on, keep sending them to us. You know, it's obviously important.
Okay, so I've got one more set of voicemails, and these continue what's becoming maybe the longest running conversation on the show so far. We asked listeners to tell us about a time they had to make a difficult moral choice about their lives online.
Hi, this is Madeline calling in from Boston. And I had a question to a time when you had to make a decision which was against your moral code. You know, a lot of people out there have very tumultuous relationships with their parents, and most people do not choose to cut those off. So I think that this can apply to a lot of broader things, such as why we continue our patriotism to the country, and, you know, why do we have allegiance to things that do not serve us? So there is no perfect solution, but I think examining a trend like that really digs into what you were asking about.
Hi, Kusha and or Kai. The job that I work full-time now, I initially applied for about 10 years ago and was turned down. And I found out years later, after I had the job, that the initial reason was I had posted a link to an article about the satanic group putting up a statue of Baphomet in response to, I think it was Kansas or Oklahoma's Ten Commandments statue. I don't think I said anything offensive, and it turns out in the Bible Belt, they don't want to hire a college instructor who puts out social media posts that generally support what appears to be Satanism. So that maybe didn't work out so well. But eventually, it was washed from my page thanks to Facebook Memories, which brings up all these stupid things I used to write back when I was 20 years old and was really just trying to make everybody laugh all the time.
Boy, Kusha, that first voicemail from Madeline about the toxic relationships and patriotism, it's a useful point to me, at least, because, you know, this dilemma you dug into in that episode, it's not limited to digital life. There are all kinds of things that have real dark sides and that we nonetheless remain invested in because they also serve us in important and positive ways. So it's a good point.
Yeah. And you know, Kai, if we do focus on the digital side, it feels like social media is changing before our very eyes. I'm thinking specifically of Twitter. Since Elon Musk took over, there have been massive layoffs, drastic changes to the way the website operates, and he just recently reinstated Trump's account. So many people are asking where this is all going to go.
Right. So how are we going to tackle this subject?
So we want to know, if you're listening right now, have you stopped using Twitter recently? If so, what made you decide? And if not, what's keeping you on the platform? And if you don't use Twitter, we'd like to know, have your social media habits still changed lately in any way?
And I'm particularly interested in folks who were like hardcore users. You know, there's a whole group of people for whom Twitter in particular provided radical new opportunities. I'm thinking about Black Twitter. I'm thinking about Black feminist Twitter and feminist Twitter in general. If that's you, I really want to hear, like, where do you stand now? What has and hasn't changed for you? What do you feel like you need to, you can give up, and what do you feel like you can't? So send us what you're thinking. We really look forward to it. Kusha's going to be receiving them, and we're going to build like a whole show about this topic, right?
As long as I don't forget the password.
Okay. Well, luckily we have it written down somewhere. Thanks, Kusha.
I got to find it.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Notes from America is a production of WNYC Studios. You can follow us wherever you get your podcasts and, of course, on social, both Instagram and, yes, Twitter, at Notes with Kai. Mixing and music by Jared Paul. Production, reporting, and editing by Karen Froman, Vanessa Handy, Regina Dahir, Rahima Nassa, Kusha Navadar, and Lindsay Foster Thomas. And I'm Kai Wright. And since Thanksgiving has just passed, let me truly say thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you. We are so pleased and honored that you spend time with us each week. Talk to you soon.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.